think Ann would like me to be
yeah,
to
Mom
you.
Needs to read it. But if you know some of it, you can say it back
you
to her and stuff.
Me.
But I think I need your mom to read it to you, okay?
Is that at the beginning? Oh, you do know this book.
Yeah, you have it memorized. That's great.
You gotta talk louder.
Can I go up there?
Would you like Mama to read it?
And they're still hungry. Then he ate through one, two ice cubes, then he's still hungry. Then he finished three pure, and he was still hungry. And he ate one, two, three, four strawberries, and he ate one, then he ate one, two, three, four, five. Then he ate one chocolate cake, one ice cream, one pickle, one Swiss cheese, one piece of slime, one lollipop, one piece of chocolate cherry cake, and one sausage, and one sausage, and one cupcake, and one watermelon.
Oh, the poor chimney. Now, can I read it to you?
Then
he ate a nice leaf.
Then
I thought you were all good.
He stayed in it before. Not for 2 weeks. But he gnawed a hole in it. And he came out. Then he fell. Then he. Bye, boy.
Now that was
great. Now
you
can your mom read it to you?
Now can Mama read it? Because Mama's never heard this story. The Very Hungry Caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry.
What was that?
That was your mouth talking, Ellen. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop.
What?
Excuse me, Brenton.
Brenton, we have to do this.
Brenton, this is your job. You got to finish it. No, come.
Hi.
It's raining. You can't go out. Please come.
Mama. Where did your yard just in come from?
But I don't know. But I got to finish. I'll tell you later.
All
right. Sorry.
What's this for, Ann?
That records your voice, remember?
Okay. One slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomachache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he... What?
Do faster. Do that. Then say bye-bye.
Okay. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, you want to go choose another book for your mom to read to you that we can hear? go get one?
You want to go pick out one of your books?
Yeah.
Okay. Was she asking where the car from New York came from? That's mine.
Oh, she wondered what part in New York?
Near Albany.
Near Albany.
It's upstate.
Yeah, my brother lives in Manhattan.
Ah.
So she was probably wondering if you ever get to Calabasas.
I do get there a lot, but actually I'm moving to Boston, so.
Are you really?
Yeah, I love it here.
Do you?
Oh,
yeah. Oh.
Big Bird's Red Book?
Big Bird's Red Book. Big Bird's Red Book. This book is going to be about things that are red, like, red things. To start off with, I'm going to show you what the color red looks like. I've got something red right here in this bag. That's red. Something red. That's funny.
Red.
I know I put something red in here this morning. Red car. Red is a very, very beautiful color. I think you're gonna like it. Just hold on a minute. I know there's something red in here somewhere. I seem to have some bird seed in here. Bird seed isn't red. Hey, none of this stuff is red. I wonder what happened. I was sure I put something red in this bag. I guess this is the wrong bag. Golly, I must have put all the red things in some other bag. Didn't I have another bag with me a few minutes ago? No, wait a minute, maybe that was yesterday. Say, I'm really sorry, but I'm afraid this book hasn't been as interesting as I had hoped. Squash!
Tomato!
That's funny. That bag was full of tomatoes. I wonder why anyone would leave a bag full of tomatoes on this bench. The end.
Big Bird is kind of silly sometimes, huh?
He's really silly.
Yeah. Now can you have him tell me about something that he's done recently or something's happened? You talk to me a lot, don't you?
What would you like to tell Ann about? What story? Do you think you'd like to tell her about last week when we went to Auntie's house?
I didn't bring a book.
You didn't bring a book.
Well, it doesn't have to be about a book. You can just tell me about anything you want to tell me about.
You want to tell her about school?
What?
Do you want to tell Ann about school? You know, and all your friends in school, and what your teacher's names are, and the kids in school? Uh-huh. Want to tell her about the fish store? Because you already told her a story about the fish store.
Yeah, tell me about the fish store. You were telling me. You told me some stuff. I remember hearing about...
What do you get at the fish store?
Like a fish.
What?
I like two favorite licorice.
What color is Mama's favorite licorice?
Black.
Black licorice.
And my favorite is red, orange.
They make orange licorice?
When I go on, I can make orange licorice and red orange licorice.
Yeah? And it tastes good, all mixed up with that?
What else do we buy at the fish store?
Can you borrow candy? Ice cream.
Can you tell Ann why you call at the fish store and nobody else does?
I don't know.
It's not really a fish store?
Why do you call at the fish store? What do you get at that store?
I'm gonna go to the fish store today.
We'll go today.
The fish store?
Yeah, we'll go to the fish store today. But after Ann leaves, Manuel will take a walk
down. Whoa, wait, later, surprises. Okay, in a minute. As soon as you're done telling me about the fish store, we'll play. Okay?
What's
that
game?
I don't know. We'll have to see what's in there.
You gotta finish telling Ann about
it.
You have a game you can show me?
Yep.
Oh, in there?
Oh no, you could show Anne your game.
Oh, yeah, it's a puzzle.
What games do you like the best to play?
Go check in my bedroom and take them out. Now bring one out.
You want to bring one out and you can show, tell Anne all about it?
How that's a good idea.
All right.
Yeah, that's great. Checkers. You gonna tell me how to play it?
Well, I'll try. We don't have this game down yet. This is a little bit too old for Brenton.
Yeah.
But Candyland plays very well and shoots and laughs.
First checkers. Then dominoes.
Then dominoes.
This is dominoes on the back.
Tic-tac-toe on the back.
I'm going to use red.
You want all the red?
Yeah.
What color do I get?
Black.
Okay. Do you remember how Mama showed you to set them up?
Yeah. Black.
On the black spot. Yeah. Very good.
Do you have checkers at school, Brenton?
No.
No? You just play them at home with Mom?
Yep.
Have you played them a lot?
Yep. One time I have.
One time? And do you think it's a lot of fun?
Yep.
How many red ones do you have?
Lots.
A lot.
Can you count them?
Yep. I don't know how many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
I think you counted one twice, but that's pretty good. You can count pretty high, huh?
12 black and 12 red. Okay, how do you move? Just on the black faces? No, okay, well, you move again.
Red.
No.
First me.
Yeah, you can go first. You always go.
Ooh, a king.
King. You forgot to jump me.
Can I jump you now?
Yeah, you can jump me now. This way.
I take you.
You can take me. Now I'm going to take you.
Look at that.
It's your turn. Okay.
That's the most fun. King is
not now. Not now.
When I get another black, I can?
Yeah.
Well, can I jump you?
Yeah.
Again?
Well, first you gotta move me in.
What?
You should move this man over here.
Remember how I say one?
Mm. First you gotta jump me in. That way. Oh, good boy. Now you gotta king.
Why are kings so good?
How you win?
Huh?
When
you get all the kings. How come kings are good?
Why do you like to have kings?
Because I want the black kings.
You just like the black kings?
I'm the black king.
I got a red king.
Kings are fun because you can stack them up and they stick together. Is that why you like them?
Yeah, first you stack all the blacks up and all the reds, then you watch.
They all stick together like that. Can you make a big, huge stack of them?
Yep. Watch.
I like the noise they make. Whoa! Sometimes, maybe if you put them down on the board, you can press a little bit better.
Yeah. Now you have all of them.
Big stack of them.
Yeah, almost like pancakes, huh? You get big stacks of pancakes?